AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The opening ceremony has started in Italy for the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. It's unprecedented. There are four locations and two Olympic cauldrons. This is the most spread out Olympics, summer or winter, in history, with competition venues dotting an area of about 8,500 square miles, roughly the size of the entire state of New Jersey. Former snowboarder Sean White is looking forward to what will happen in the snow.
There's a lot to happen. Lindsey Vonn, her story, the injury, potential comeback for this Olympics, it's just wild. We have Chloe Kim, she hurt her shoulder. A lot of injuries, unfortunately, but you know, Team USA is pretty strong.
Kim is a fellow snowboarder. Vice President J.D. Vance is representing the U.S. at the opening ceremony. A grand jury in New Mexico has indicted actor and director Timothy Busfield on four counts of sexual contact with a child. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Busfield denies the charges. He had turned himself in last month and was released from jail to await trial. The charges stem from allegations of misconduct toward twin child actors on the set of the TV series The Cleaning Lady, which he directed. His attorney, Larry Stein, quoted a saying that a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich and called the case fundamentally unsound with fatal weaknesses in the state's evidence. The district attorney's office says they remain committed to doing everything possible to protect children and ensure justice for victims. The actor is known for his roles in Field of Dreams and The West Wing and won a Primetime Emmy for Supporting Actor for his work in the 90s TV show 30-something. I'm Jennifer King.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is requesting records related to firms partially owned by the husband of Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The Dow has surged more than 1,000 points and topped 50,000 for the first time as markets storm back to recover much of the losses from the week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports early numbers show U.S. birth rates dropped slightly in 2025.
With about 24,000 fewer births than in 2024. So far, only the number of births are available, and not birth rates, along with other information that can give insights into who is having babies. For example, while actual births increased in 2024, the fertility rate actually fell. The fertility rate is a statistic describing whether each generation has enough children to replace itself, which is about 2.1 kids per female. Fertility rate has been sliding in the United States for close to two decades, as more women wait longer to have children or do not have kids at all. Experts say people are marrying later and worry about their ability to have the money, health insurance, and other resources needed to raise children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.